In this session, we will rebalance your throat chakra. Take a deep breath into your nose, let it go downwards through your throat and lungs, your diaphragm, pelvis, calming you. Hold and exhale through your mouth. Inhale again through your nose, filling your body with air and oxygen. Feel the connection between your feet and the ground, or if you're lying down, feel the connection between your heels and the ground, as well as your body and torso with the surface beneath you. Hold and exhale. Again, take another deep inhale through your nose, all the way down through your feet and back, pulling in any undesired stagnant energies, and exhale it out. One more, really inhale deeply, feeling your muscles relax. First, bring awareness to your cheekbones, your jaw, feeling the muscles around your mouth relax, then moving down to your throat, feeling your throat relax, then down to your chest, feeling your chest and lungs relax and expand, then your belly relaxing as it expands. Soak in this feeling for a second and exhale through your mouth, maintaining this relaxation. Imagine yourself in a quiet room in a study. You are reading a journal about yourself. This journal has many of your memories in it, from happy and proud to sad and regretful. As you flip through and read the journal, a memory comes to you. In particular, this memory is regarding a time when you failed to speak up for something and may still have some lingering feelings of regret. It could be anything. For example, it could be not asking someone out, or telling someone you love them, or even failing to apologize or thanking someone. It may have been your fault, or simply the situation didn't allow you the opportunity. It could also be witnessing bullying or seeing an injustice and not standing up when you felt like you should have. So let this incident and feeling come to the surface of your awareness. With the incident coming to mind, allow yourself to immerse yourself in this energy. See it in your mind's eye so you can edit it. It is now time to go back and relive the situation. We're going to do it two ways. First, tell your old self that it's all going to be okay. Everything is fine. You forgive and love your old self for not speaking up in that moment. And second, we will encourage your old self to speak up. This can be either by visualizing your old self behaving and speaking differently in that past situation, in the way you want it to happen instead, or present you can override the past by speaking now whatever you wish you had said. Whatever feels right to you. Show up in that situation, and this time say the words that you wish you had said, for you are supported by divine energy, the sword of truth, and your own true self. Now let this scenario play out with your revisions in which you spoke up. Allow the timelines to shift and let the revised reality appear. See how the aftermath has changed, where you no longer live in regret or have this energy dangling from unfinished business. Know that you now have this ability to both rewind and relive certain situations of regret and not speaking up. Also know that you will no longer be silenced by your own fear or judgment or simply being unsure. You have the courage to speak up when you want to, when it will be beneficial for you or others, and no longer will you be silent out of fear or judgment. Bring the intention to ask for guidance in knowing and remembering what to say and when to say it. Now going back to the quiet room, there's a door to another room. So head there and open the door. Presumably it's another quiet room. And as you go in there, notice that there's a circle in the center, spotlighted in an otherwise dark room. With courage, stand in the light circle, the spotlight of golden white light. And as you stand there, feel the energy surging through you. This light of truth and protection and power. This light helps protect you and helps you recognize and know the truth, or hear and see the truth and speak the truth. It allows you to maintain boundaries, especially regarding being heard and hearing others, and have awesome, fulfilling friendships and relationships through which communication is beautiful and loving. And as you stand in this light field, feel the light recharging your body, but more specifically, your throat, your vocal cords, in a vertically upward flow and energizing way. The light and energy also move circularly, creating a vortex around your physical body, especially opening up your throat as you feel a great speaking power surge through you. You feel power in your speech and even in your singing. Also, this light appears to be clearing your ears out energetically, and your hearing seems to be getting clearer and better. And you hear some words, so say out loud or silently, or just say yes to the following if you agree. I hear the truth. I speak the truth. My voice matters. And so it is. Stay in this light circle, receiving this light energy of empowerment as needed. And slowly, when you're ready, open your eyes while feeling this amazing energy and your truth. Go speak your truth and know that you can come back to this light. This light will follow you and be available for you so that you can always speak your truth and be protected. Thank you.